I'm Rachel Greenberg, and this is Volta Insider.
Miss America Class of 2017!
52 contestants, all looking to be the next Miss America, came to Washington, D.C. in mid-July. Their goal? Visit members of Congress and push for college affordability. The Miss America organization is the largest provider of scholarship assistance to young women in the United States. I met up with the contestants at Lamage Bistro in Mount Vernon Triangle. Before sitting down to dinner, the women were introduced to an innovative education program aimed at veterans of the U.S. Armed Services.
I am the founder and executive director of an organization called the Armed Services Arts Partnership, or ASAP. We're a nonprofit dedicated to empowering veterans, service members, and military family members to finding a voice and thriving in their communities through arts classes and performances. We pursue a model of focusing on artistic expression, skill development, and camaraderie through 6 to 12 week introductory level classes for veterans. We launched the first ever stand-up comedy class in the country for veterans, improv comedy, creative writing, and music. And our goal is to provide veterans with transferable life skills, a renewed sense of purpose and identity back at home, and in some cases, healing benefits, while at the same time engaging the community, really bringing civilians into the mix through performances to give our veterans a voice in their community and really have a more honest conversation about what it means to be in the military and a veteran. We are at ASAP Vets on Twitter and Armed Services Arts Partnership on Facebook. If you, in your community service, are able to interact with veterans and military families, which I hope you do, please refer them to our website. It's asapasap.org. If we aren't in your area, we most likely know arts programs that are, and we'd be happy to make that referral.
A special guest in entertainment for the evening was Purple Heart recipient and Marine Corps veteran Michael Garvey. A 2015 graduate of the Armed Services Arts Partnership, he brought along his service dog, Liberty, much to the delight of the contestants.
Hello, everybody. Down, please. First, I'd like to apologize that I am your special guest. I feel like you are all special guests to my show, or I'm just interrupting your dinner. Like I said, this is my buddy Liberty. He's my service dog. I'm not blind, which you might be able to tell. I have him because I was shot twice in Afghanistan, and it turns out if that happens, occasionally they'll give you a sweet dog instead of proper medical care. It's great. I got him from an organization called Puppies Behind Bars. They're great. They train service dogs for wounded veterans in a bunch of maximum security prisons in New York. It's a great organization. It's great for everyone. The veterans get awesome dogs. The dogs get awesome care. The inmates have something to do and a skill once they get out. So he's not one of those sad story rescue dogs you might hear about all the time. Like everyone I see at the dog park wants to tell me how they rescued their dog. Like no, he's from prison. He's not a rescue, he's an escapee. I had to tunnel his ass out like El Chapo Guzman. And now we just gotta keep him away from Sean Penn and maybe he won't have to go back. Right, buddy? I trained him to figure out what Sean Penn looks like. I have him because I was shot twice and I had some mobility issues originally. And now he's mainly for PTSD, which is one of those weird things that you don't really know what it is. Like everyone hears about it, but a lot of people don't understand it. You know, like nobody tells you when you leave the hospital that any time between now and 6 months, you're just gonna be walking down the road and your brain's gonna decide that it's bored and create a chemical imbalance to kick it up a notch. It's like, I miss the adrenaline from Afghanistan, let's create it in the supermarket. Which worries people. So they give you a dog. But they don't tell you about it. So when I started feeling weird, I did what most people do, which you should never do. I went on WebMD to look it up. It's true. Like, have you ever done that? You have a headache, so you get on WebMD, you put it in, and it's like, so I'm probably either dehydrated or I have a brain tumor. then you're laying in bed. Like, the water helped, but I think I feel it. No, I did the same thing. I put in my symptoms. It was just anxiety, depression, extreme mood swings, like fits of rage mixed with deep, dark sadness. And WebMD told me that I either had PTSD or I was menopausal. Which is super. Me and my mom have a lot in common now. We can finally talk. So I put this little vest on him. Makes him look like a superhero. I decorated the vest. I put like Iraq, Afghanistan, Purple Heart. Figuring people wouldn't be able to figure out exactly what's wrong with me. But they would see the vest, read it, and be like, it's probably traumatic and violent, and maybe we just won't ask about it. But it's backfiring. People read the vest, and they just see War Dog. You know, like people come up to me all the time, and they're just like, hey man, do you know what the dog did in Iraq by chance? I'm like, no, those are just my patches. The look of disappointment when they find out that it wasn't the dog. Like, I've seen a man who's gone to war before. I wanted to meet a dog that went to war. Like, he can answer their questions. Thank you, everybody, for laughing and listening. We appreciate it.
This year's Miss America pageant will be held on September 11th in Atlantic City and airs on ABC.
Come and see us in Atlantic City!
Thank you for following Volta Insider. This has been a production of Haddad Media. Be sure to check out our other stories on voltainsider.com and on Twitter @VoltaInsider.